Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Matt Young. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting third. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting sixth. The DH, Sherman Abando. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Damon Buford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Fernando Valenzuela. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lofton bunts towards the mound. Valenzuela fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson hits a line drive towards third. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell strikes out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken strikes out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Sherman Abando batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Abando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gomez moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hoyles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jefferson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill strikes out. 1 out. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Firmin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Firmin is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buford strikes out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds bunts towards third. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Anderson scores. Reynolds moves to third. McLemore moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sherman Obando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Obando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Obando hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Obando reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. McLemore scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hoyles fields it and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ortiz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton strikes out. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sherman Obando is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Obando is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Obando takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a line drive towards third. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Damon Buford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Jerry DiPoto now pitching. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. DiPoto fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. Anderson moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DiPoto fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson scores. Reynolds moves to third. McLemore moves to second. One out. It's 5-0, Orioles. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gomez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. McLemore scores. It's 7-0, Orioles. Sherman Abando batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Abando is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Abando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gomez moves to second. Mark Clark now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gomez moves to third. Abando moves to second. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Segui is 0 for 3 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Hill reaches second base with a double. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Furman strikes out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.